tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
Welcome to lesson six of our From Here to Armageddon series. The fifth major event on our From Here to Armageddon timeline is the Mark of the Beast. In order to understand the program of the Antichrist, we need to understand what the leaders of the world are planning right now. Mikhail Gorbachev, in his famous book, Perestroika, stated that there are three root causes of war on Earth: political conflicts, religious conflicts, and economic conflicts. He contended that if we had one world government, one world religion, and one world economy, we would have eliminated the root causes for war and could see an unprecedented era of peace and security. This is exactly what the Antichrist is going to preach to the world. The program of the Antichrist was prophesied in the Bible 2,000 years ago. The entire 13th chapter of Revelation is devoted to the end time program of the Antichrist. And it describes a world government, a global religious system, and a one world economy. This 13th chapter contains the plan of the Antichrist for the end time. You might know it would be chapter 13, normally referred to as the devil's number. Let's talk, first of all, about the Antichrist and his one world government. Revelation chapter 13, verse 1 through 8, outlines for us. We're going to go through these eight verses so that we can grasp what the kingdom of the Antichrist is going to look like. This is going to actually tell us which countries that are on the earth today are going to make up the kingdom of the Antichrist. We're starting with verse 1 of chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast, one beast, rise up out of the sea, having seven heads, 10 horns, and upon his horns, 10 crowns, and upon his heads, the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard. His feet were as the feet of a bear, his mouth as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. This beast is a union of the four beasts of Daniel 7. Back in Daniel 7, Daniel was given a vision of four beasts. It says in the chapter, these beasts symbolized nations. These four beasts were a lion with eagle's wings, a bear, a leopard, and a ten-horned beast. Now, the leopard, the body of the leopard, represents Germany. The feet of the bear, Russia. The mouth of the lion, Great Britain. The 10 horns equal the future 10-nation alliance from Europe. Now, let's pause a moment to make sure we understand this. So, in Daniel 7, these beasts are all separate, depicting four separate nations. But when you move from Daniel 7, which was written somewhere around 550 BC, to Revelation chapter 13, which was written around 96 AD, when we move this 650 years, it's actually the same author. He's merely changed secretaries. God's the author of the entire Bible, but yet Daniel was the secretary for the book of Daniel, and John was the secretary for the book of Revelation. So when we move from Daniel 7 to Revelation 13, all the beasts of Daniel 7 merge into one beast. Now, remember, beasts are nations or kingdoms. So all the nations of Daniel 7 merge into one kingdom in Revelation chapter number 13. These are the nations: Germany, Russia, Great Britain, and the 10-nation alliance soon to arise out of Europe. These will make up the kingdom of the Antichrist in the very near future. There's one other thing we need to notice. There were seven heads on the beast in Daniel 7, one for the lion, one for the bear, four for the leopard, and one for the ten-horned beast. So when all these characteristics are pulled over to Revelation 13, all seven heads are represented in the combo beast of Revelation 13. This is simply a look at the one world government. Sometimes we refer to it as the New World Order. And notice that it said that the dragon gave the beast its seat, its power, and great authority. A few verses prior to chapter 13, Revelation chapter 12, verse number 9, it says that the dragon is that little serpent, the devil, and Satan. So this one world government of the end time, made up of Germany, Russia, Great Britain, and the 10-nation union that will emerge out of Europe, the Bible says that this end-time world governmental system will be given its power by Satan himself. Let's notice something in verse number 3. It states there, and I saw one of his heads, he's got seven, I saw one of his seven heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the one world government beast. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast, and they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who's able to make war with him? Now, what are we talking about here? When we talk about the healing of the deadly wound, many people have thought this means the Antichrist is going to be killed and raised from the dead. But notice, that's not exactly what it says. What it says is there were seven heads, and one of the seven heads was wounded unto death. So we've got one head for the lion, one head for the bear, four heads for the leopard, and one head for the ten-horned beast. Now, we've taught previously that the reason the leopard Germany had four heads is because multiple heads on a beast represent the number of times that kingdom will rise and fall. Well, Germany has had the First Reich, the Second Reich, Hitler's famous Third Reich, the word Reich means kingdom, and the Fourth Reich, which is now rising. I actually have in my library a book called The Fourth and Richest Reich. Germany is rising again right now.
From Here to Armageddon, a new, exciting 8-lesson series to share with your family and friends. Order yours right away.
From Here to Armageddon answers many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? This new series gives an overview of the major events that will occur from now until then and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Irvin covers topics such as the Sixth Trumpet War, the final 7 years, the Antichrist revealed, and the world's greatest revival just ahead. God did not intend for his people to stumble blindly into the end times. All your questions clearly answered in this exciting 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Order yours today. Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-END-TIME. Order yours right away.
So, which of these seven heads was wounded to death? At the end of World War II, they cut Germany in half because Germany had plunged the world into war three times within 70 years. They said there's something wrong with the German soul, that it leans toward militarism. Therefore, we have to do something to make sure Germany can never bring us to war again. They decided to cut Germany in half, creating West Germany and East Germany. They put West Germany under the supervision of the Allies, and they put East Germany under the supervision of the Soviet Union and the Eastern powers. That's the way it continued for many years from 1945 until 1989. However, the Berlin Wall became the symbol of this division. They had built the wall because everybody in East Germany was fleeing to West Germany. They wanted to get out from under the repression of communism into the freedom of the western part of Berlin. So Russia went in and built a 29-mile wall to stop the people from escaping. Not only did they build a 29-mile wall, they also built a fence dividing all of Eastern Europe from Western Europe, complete with guard houses every few hundred feet, so that anybody attempting to cross would be shot. Well, this Berlin Wall became a hated symbol of repression and imprisonment of people. However, the Bible said that the Third Reich, the third head on the leopard, that deadly wound, they actually said back in the days when they divided Germany, it said, Germany is dead, she will never rise again. Yet, in 1989, the wall came down, and they continually referred to the fall of the Berlin Wall as, they further referred to the Berlin Wall as a deadly wound, and then they referred to the fall of the Berlin Wall as the healing of the deadly wound. Time magazine, November the 20th of 1989, reporting on the fall of the Berlin Wall, titled an article, Wall of Shame, 1961 to 1989. And the last sentence said, it was a palpable wound through the heart of European civilization, and it is finally gone. Repeatedly, the news media referred to the division of Germany and the division of all of Europe as a deadly wound. Well, that's what the Bible says, that one of the heads would be wounded to death, the deadly wound would be healed, and when that happened, the whole world would wander after the beast. With the fall of the Berlin Wall, it was declared that the Cold War was over and the world could now move into a new world order. As a matter of fact, 20 days after the fall of the wall, Mikhail Gorbachev, Pope John Paul II, and George Herbert Walker Bush, president at the time, met together. And within 20 days, they came out of those meetings announcing the birth of the New World Order. This time is known as the beginning of globalization. None other than Tony Blair said globalization began with the fall of the Berlin Wall in 1989. What is globalization? That's the process of moving from the nation-state structure of the world to a system of global governance. Now, the theory is if we can get rid of national boundaries, and if nations would get rid of their armies, and we only have one army under the auspices of the world community or the United Nations, then if there's a conflict among nations, they can take their case to the UN Security Council, present it there, the UN Security Council will make a ruling, and all the members of the United Nations agree to abide by the UN Security Council rulings. If anyone opposes that, then the forces of the UN would come in and squelch the rebellion. And if you only have one army, it's not going to fight with itself. So this is the answer to peace on earth. Now that's the theory. Nobody bothers to stop and ask, but what happens when Adolf Hitler gets control of the only army that's left? Well, people say that wouldn't happen. But if it did happen, you're going to have the greatest tyranny the world has ever known. Furthermore, the Bible says that's exactly what is going to happen, only it won't be Adolf Hitler. It'll be someone worse the Bible calls the beast or the Antichrist. So with the process of globalization, we immediately started hearing about the world community, the international community, the World Court, the World Bank, the World Health Organization, and all of these global structures that they are putting in place right now, moving us into the one world government of which they dream. Now remember, the Bible prophesies one world government. The Bible says that all the world will wonder after this one world government beast and its leader, the Antichrist. Most of the nations will follow the Antichrist, but he will have opposition. The Bible clearly prophesies that Jordan, Israel, and America will oppose the Antichrist. In Daniel chapter number 11, verse 41, it states there that Edom, Moab, and Ammon shall escape from his hand. Edom is southern Jordan, the Moab mountains are in central Jordan, Ammon is Ammon, Jordan, the capital. Israel also will not be under the control of the Antichrist because the Antichrist invades Israel at Armageddon. You don't invade a place that you already control. And the Bible depicts America defending Israel against the Antichrist during the final 3.5 years. So that's the way I know that Jordan, Israel, and America will be in opposition to the Antichrist. So we're learning about the king, the Antichrist. And before we're finished, we're going to learn about how he's going to enforce his kingdom. Before we do, however, verse 5 tells us how long the reign of the Antichrist will last. Listen to it. And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. The reign of the Antichrist will last 42 months. The Bible tells us he will be revealed at the abomination of desolation, which occurs 42 months before the Battle of Armageddon. So the Great Tribulation will last for 42 months, and the Antichrist will dominate the world during this fateful 3.5-year period. Notice also it says that the Antichrist will be given a mouth speaking great things. Oratory moves the masses. Apparently, the Antichrist will be a great orator.
From Here to Armageddon, a new exciting 8-lesson series to share with your friends and family. Order yours right away.
Answering many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? Your questions answered in this exciting 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-END-TIME, 1-800-363-8463. Order yours right away.
Then the scripture tells us in verse number 6 that the Antichrist is going to make war against the saints. Listen to it. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him. Who gave it to him? God allows it. It was given unto him, the Antichrist, to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Right toward the end, it's going to appear that the Antichrist has squelched all opposition. He's going to be able to overcome them. The people of God will apparently lose just before they win, just before the second coming of Jesus Christ. So he's going to make war against the saints. He will overcome them. And power was given unto the Antichrist over all kindreds and tongues and nations. Now, that's a generalization. Even though other scriptures tell us there will be a few dissenting nations that will not fully submit to the Antichrist. Verse 8, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him except for one group of people. All will worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The only people that will not be deceived are those who worship Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. So all the people on earth will worship him, except those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And it's so critical that all of us make sure our name is in the Book of Life, and you get your name in the Book of Life by being born again. Now, we're moving toward the end of the Great Tribulation. Before we talk about how the mark of the beast will be implemented, I want to take you to Revelation 13, 11 through 15, because that's where the one world religion and its leader, the false prophet, is described. Verse 11, and I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. Pause there. So this second beast is going to look like a lamb. Now, normally in the Bible, a lamb is good. We all know that Jesus Christ is known as the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. So the false prophet is going to look like Jesus Christ. The Bible actually says the false prophet will be the world's leading Christian leader. Now, this is going to really be confusing. He's going to look like Jesus Christ, but the Bible says he will speak like the dragon, speak like Satan. So he's going to look like Jesus, speak like the devil. That's what the false prophet's going to be like. The scripture also tells us that the false prophet will use his religious influence to convince the world to give their allegiance and worship to the Antichrist. This is Revelation 13, 12. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast. Can you imagine one of the greatest religious leaders on earth saying, we need to follow this politician. Here's the man with the answers that we need. We're moving into peace and security. Follow him. So he's going to tell the people on the earth to worship the first beast whose deadly wound was healed. And he doeth great wonders so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Stop a moment. I want to ask you a very personal question. How are you going to react when you see fire fall down from heaven, when a religious leader pulls fire from heaven in front of the whole world? I know what's going to happen. I can see people now. Tears rolling down their faces, clapping their hands together, some of them falling on their knees, bowing their foreheads to the ground. Oh, this is so wonderful. And it's all going to be deception. The Bible clearly says the false prophet's number one tool will be deception. He will be very skillful at getting people to believe things that are not true. Says so in Revelation 13, 14, and 15. And he deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the Antichrist. I can see him and the Antichrist, the false prophet, the Antichrist together. And here the false prophet is pulling fire down from heaven, and it's on worldwide television, and he will say to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. I don't know exactly how this is going to work, whether this is going to be an image on a screen, whether this is going to be a hologram. But at this point, the Antichrist, the false prophet, will be bringing down their dragnet to force everybody on earth to adopt their one world religion, their one world political philosophy, and their one world economic system. All who do not conform will come under severe persecution. The Bible says those that will not worship the image should be killed. That's the reason this time is called the Great Tribulation. So most of the world is going to be deceived, but not all. Not those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Not those who understand the scriptures. The antidote to deception is knowing the truth. Those that will not submit to the New World Order will be considered enemies of the state, and many of them will be put to death. Not all, because we know there will be people alive on the earth at the second coming of Jesus Christ that will be caught up to meet him in the air. So not all are going to be destroyed, but in the places where the Antichrist has full and absolute power, and remember, he will still have opposition. The Bible clearly says he will have opposition even until the end. But wherever he's in power, he's going to tighten the screws in order to cause the whole world to be in absolute obedience to him. Now we come to the global economic system. We've talked about the global political system and its leader, the Antichrist, the global religious system and its leader, the false prophet. Let's talk now about the global economic system. This is the enforcement mechanism. We're told about it. We're still in Revelation 13. Now we're to verse 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hands or in their forehead.
Thank you for being with us today on End of the Age. If you would like the complete lesson of today's program, watch the following message. From Here to Armageddon, a new, exciting 8-lesson series to share with your family and friends. Order yours right away.
From Here to Armageddon answers many questions like, how far are we from the Battle of Armageddon? What will happen between now and then? Where are we on the timeline? This new series gives an overview of the major events that will occur from now until then and the second coming of Jesus Christ. Irvin covers topics such as the Sixth Trumpet War, the final 7 years, the Antichrist revealed, and the world's greatest revival just ahead. God did not intend for his people to stumble blindly into the end times. All your questions clearly answered in this exciting 8-lesson series, From Here to Armageddon.
Order yours today. Go to endtime.com or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-END-TIME. Order yours right away.
Join Irvin Baxter in Jerusalem, Israel on October 30th, in Orange, California on November 11th, and in Paris, California on November 12th and 13th. Call 1-800-END-TIME or go to endtime.com/events for more information.